The four leading Republican Senate candidates in Texas all say the United States should do whatever is necessary to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Ted Cruz, David Dewhurst, Craig James, and Tom Leppert agree Israel is a strategic ally we must defend. But does that mean deploying U.S. military? Ted Cruz says, perhaps.
I think the United States should do everything humanly possible to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. Now, what does that mean exactly? I think that means a combination of everything. It means diplomatic efforts. It means economic sanctions. It means getting serious about putting pressure on Iran. And as they get closer, I think it absolutely includes the possibility of military action.
So let's say next week, next month, Israel launches its preemptive strike. What should America do?
I think we should be very supportive of it. We should do whatever is necessary to get the task accomplished. Now listen, that's a question ultimately for the military leaders to assess.
David Dewhurst said all options should be on the table. He referenced his experience in the CIA and as a member of a presidential commission on foreign intelligence as he sized up the situation.
To the extent that there was an attack on underground facilities, you're going to have to carry these bunker buster bombs. And as far as I know, the Israeli Air Force does not have any platforms, any aircraft that can carry them. I think our president, President Barack Obama's handling of our enemies, specifically Iran, has been the worst I think I've ever seen of an American president since Jimmy Carter. His stated desire to be able to sit down in friendship and negotiate with him is naive or is intentionally destructive because it's not working. I've recommended tougher sanctions and dramatic increase in covert action.
Craig James and Tom Leppert also suggest trying diplomacy and sanctions, but James doesn't seem to think that will be enough.
Not for a second do I believe that the bad guys are going to look to diplomacy and respect it. They respect one thing, and that's power. So you go through the sanctions as best you can to squeeze the Iranian group, and then it comes to other things. And if and when it comes to a military strike in force, if that's what our military leaders believe is the best option and what we have to do, we defend Israel, we defend our interests, because we cannot allow Iran to have a nuclear bomb.
Tom Leppert clearly backs U.S. military assistance if Israel decides to take out Iran's nuclear sites.
Should we be ready to back them up with firepower?
Yes. The solutions aren't good on either end. It clearly is the devil's alternative. But that's going to be a less dangerous situation and less implications than if Iran has nuclear weapons. This isn't a situation where we can continue talk and talk and talk. At some point, that talk leads to Iran having those nuclear weapons. In other words, they've delayed us taking any action to the point where they've actually developed them. Once they've developed them, then, as I said, it's a much different world.
Since our candidate interviews, Iran has agreed to resume talks about its nuclear program. But questions remain over Israel launching a military strike and whether the United States would be drawn into the fight. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.